From ReclaimTheNet.org, Amazon plot to turn surveillance network into reality TV series. It's a new clip show. This is by Christina Massa of ReclaimTheNet.org. Haven't been to ReclaimTheNet.org in a while, so glad to be back. Comedian Wanda Sykes, that's being generous. I know I just talked about charity, but these people deserve it. Comedian Wanda Sykes, she hasn't been a comedian in probably 15 years. She's a lesbian, because that's what she identifies as. And then she's like, what are we doing? The white people, they're terrible. Ah! And that's it. That's her whole shtick. I'm a lesbian. That's it. You know what's like being a black lesbian? Yeah, Wanda, I do know what it's like to be a black lesbian. Obviously, I don't, because those two things are not in my wheelhouse. Right? And then Wanda Sykes wants to talk to you and I about the white supremacy and how terrible it is to be that. Meanwhile, she's worth $10 million. America's so racist and so all this other stuff. Meanwhile, the woman's living high off the hog. And I'm not calling her one. I'm just saying that's a phrase. Anyway, she's been brought in to host a new show called The Ring Nation. That will feature videos captured by Amazon Ring cameras, which you have no choice now. And there, some of you guys are banging away in the chat room. You know, if this is a success, iPad cameras, Apple phone cameras, everything with a camera is going to be used as quote unquote entertainment. You know how cheap that is? I mean, they're already scraping the bottom of the barrel with quote unquote reality TV. Now they'll just ditch that and go straight to, hey, do you want to watch the Rick Barrett cam, which nobody would watch? Do you want to watch the whatever neighborhood cam? What do you want to watch? Oh, what's it called? What's the phrase where you people watch or whatever the case may be? Some of you might know what I'm talking about. Voyeur? But yeah, Voyeur TV. That's pretty much exactly what it is. Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
So, according to Deadline, the Amazon-owned MGM Television and Big Fish Entertainment will, quote-unquote, produce the show, which means they'll work one editor to death stringing these clips together, watching thousands of hours of Amazon Ring footage. Imagine that. What do you do for a job? I stare at Ring camera footage all day, and I wait for somebody to trip on a doorstep.
I write the closed captioning for it.
Yeah, I just got that. What are you talking? That's great. The show will feature funny and viral content. Remember, we've talked about the fact that everything is quote unquote content now. Everything's content. Nothing is entertainment. Nothing is valuable. Nothing is crafted. Nothing is created. It's just content. I have content. Okay. Look at all this content I have. Does that need to be good? No, but I have it. Hundreds of hours of content. Yeah, but is it any good? No, but it's there. Just sit in front of it and absorb it. Consume the content. Now, this content, which I really despise that word now, is captured by Ring cameras. Like neighbors saving neighbors, marriage proposals, military reunions, and silly animals. You're going to have to go through a lot. Like the silly animal one, fine. It's pretty much America's funniest home videos. Except even cheaper now. Except you don't even have to do anything now. Which is what this headline from Engadget says. It's a fantastic headline. When America's funniest home videos meets Black Mirror. From Barry Posnick, president of the Alternative Television and Orion TV at MGM, he says, from the incredible to the hilarious and uplifting must-see viral moments from around the country every day, Ring Nation offers something new for everyone watching at home. What are you offering except voyeurism? And what else is it, ladies and gentlemen? It gets you used to doing what? It desensitizes you to what? Spying on your neighbor. The myth of privacy, shattering that. Getting rid of that. So, this idea that, Philip, I'm a lesbian. I'm just not black. That's funny. You guys are roasting me. I told you to do it. I'm going to have some charity and laugh at it. And Sparker 6, I'm sorry. I just read your quote at the wrong time. Sparker, man, I love you. You and I are good. We're good friends. I just read the wrong. I'm bad with tech stuff. We already know this. If you've listened to my show for any length of time, you already know all the insert apology phrase here. That Amazon, let me get back into the article. That Amazon wants to make videos captured by its smart. I love how it's called smart doorbells. It's just video doorbells. A source of funny family TV can feel a bit too Black Mirror-esque, especially when you consider Ring's relationship with law enforcement. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's law enforcement. Yes, indeed. We've all talked about this. We've talked about the fact that Amazon has made a deal with law enforcement for them to give them stuff. Let me just, they're going to explain it here. Senator Edward Markey, ugh, golly, it could have gone a whole day without reading that guy. Recently shared a disclosure revealing that Amazon had provided Ring footage to law enforcement in the U.S. 11 times, guess what, without a court order. Or the user's consent, because guess what you did? You signed those terms and conditions, baby. Those sweet, sweet TOS. A company spokesperson justified Ring's actions and told us that law enforcement is authorized to provide, or what the hell kind of sentence is this? I'm stupid, I know. The company spokesperson justified Ring's actions and told us that the law authorizes companies to, quote, provide information to government entities if the company believes that an emergency involving danger. Oh, we already read this. He also used the disclosure as an example of why lawmakers should pass the facial recognition and biometric technology moratorium act. Golly. Golly, man. People are going to be like, I love it. What's your favorite channel? What's your favorite channel of Ring Nation? Oh, I like the one in the hood. They're going to put one in the hood just for fun.
I know. Can't wait for the people of Ring. You know, like people of Walmart videos.
Yeah.
All the crazy fashion.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man.
The bad stuff that people wear.
Yep. Yeah, people of Walmart. Let's see here. Amazon has rolled out several surveillance technologies, including REK, R-E-K. Also, technology has destroyed the human language. Recognition, a facial recognition algorithm, which is used by law enforcement, which we've all talked about, and you guys have made much better points than I have, the amount of laws that are on the books. Laws that are on the books that are there. How many people will be caught breaking a law? Right? We caught you doing this on Ring Nation. But I didn't do it. Oh, yeah. We saw it. So, it's absolutely nuts that people are just accepting this. And it's just streamlining into the world of idiocracy that we are going to just sit back and watch other people. I mean, we used to do this. You could go sit on your porch. But why go sit on your porch when you can sit in your comfortable couch and just watch it? Just watch the world go by. Ridiculous. Anyway, that's our first one. Keep your eye out for Ring Nation. Keep it out there. So let's do a little media bias fact checking, because I know y'all love some media bias fact check. Y'all love media bias fact check. So, Let's get to our first one. In case you don't know, Media Bias Fact Check is a website that literally just trolls Facebook and Twitter. And then they find accounts from like QAnon, 151, and other websites or other posts. They kind of find the most ridiculous stuff you can find. Which, by the way, there's one on Marjorie Taylor Greene and like the 7 days of the AR-15 mag, which is a Hall of Fame troll. But they fact checked it. They fact check memes. They fact check a lot of other stuff that isn't really fact checkable, if that makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense or not, but they still do it because they need to support the message. So somebody asked me real quick, because I'm an idiot and I keep looking in the chat room, is consent required to show videos from Ring? No, because I'm telling you, it's going to be in the terms of service that they already can give your information to law enforcement. I'm sure they'll be able to say your product or your use of this Amazon Ring allows Amazon and all its subsidiaries that, you know, money launder stuff throughout the world to use it in whatever way they feel, and any forms, video, proprietary, you know, all the legal stuff that they'll go through, they'll just write it. They'll just write it out, and it's probably been updated already. For those people who use Amazon, it's probably been already written, updated, and done. So you don't need consent. Because if you use their Ring camera and you click the terms and service, you've accepted it. That's how I would look at it. But let's do a little media bias fact checking here, because I always do this and then I do like two of them. The first one's a claim via social media. Boston Children's Hospital is now offering gender-affirming hysterectomies for young girls. I remember Mike Church talking about this because we were all really mad about it. And let's see how they wiggle out of this. False, says PolitiFact. In order to qualify for the gender, quote-unquote, affirming hysterectomy, patients must be 18 or older and have had a letter from a medical doctor stating they have persistent, well-documented gender dysphoria. Well, let me push back on this. I don't think that's completely true. But I still think of a girl she may be legally an adult, quote unquote, but an 18-year-old girl is still a young girl. I still think that, especially as, you know, the older I get. You know, I don't want to sound like Matthew McConaughey here. The older I get, they stay the same. 18 years old is a young girl. And if you listen to a lot of women or a lot of girls that have gone through gender dysphoria surgeries or have gone through the gender change transition stuff where they lop off their breasts and they do all this other kind of stuff, and then they realize later on how terrible of a mistake it was. Like, I can't fix this.